Morning.
Morning.
So I just wanted to show you a small case study of using context in real production. This project, I was asked this year whether Tech and Context could do something similar, because last year it was done in InDesign and they had some problems. So the
within design, of course.
So the main goal was to create T-shirts, individual T-shirts for the participants of the Prague Nike Run, which is about 10 kilometers run through historic center of Prague. So the final product were T-shirts, but it has also some supporting material during distribution of the T-shirts and packaging. So what was needed? Except the T-shirts itself, there were also the upper image is the cyan, which will go on individual T-shirts with the number of participant and the small logo of Nike. Then there is a label which in the circle which was put on the plastic bag. Label which was stamped on individual plastic bags. Then there is a small label which goes inside the T-shirt and contains, except the name and number, contains some contact number in emergency. And the table you see, it was made for packaging because there were 20 T-shirts in one box. So they have the idea of which T-shirts were already given to participants. The most interesting part in this one was working with plotters, because I've never been working with plotters and I was wondering how the cutting of the letters, individual letters, will be going on. In Mark II, there was where is it? Yeah. It's gone somewhere. In Mark II, there is a separate manual for making outlines from letters, but it is the quite complicated way. Luckily, in Mark IV, we have a nice feature of define effect, which can be applied to fonts, and the outline effect does exactly what we want. That means it draws the outline of individual glyphs, and the thing was that we can draw any outline we want, but we don't know what plotters do expect. So I asked the friends in the business, and they told me that the standard way, which is InDesign way, is that there is a outline drawn in spot color, which is usually magenta, and it has to be named cut contour. So that's how the plotter recognizes that what path he should cut in the paper. The important thing was to test all the characters allowed in the science, because we didn't know that the font was designed properly, so we had to check that all outlines will be cut properly. Oh, you can't see much here, mm-hmm. but you can see at least some of the outlines. So we checked the font and saw that every letter will be cut off properly, because, well, we didn't expect what, we didn't know what to expect, like in this case, for example, where the outlines could cross depending on how letters were designed. The other thing is that every plotter behaves differently, and what is needed in one case is not needed in another. So on the left side, you see the labels which required, which did require the outline in magenta called cut contour, and this way the plotter on the left could recognize the path to cut of the paper. In the second case, where you can't see anything, is because it's white and there is only path drawn here. But in this case, the outline path was useless, because this plotter requires the font installed inside its software, and the plotter doesn't need to know the path, because he checks it in the font itself. So even if the fonts were embedded in the file, I was asked to provide font to be installed in the machine, and then the plotter asks for the outline directly from the font. So I was a bit afraid of outlines of the glyphs. Finally, they were not needed, because the plotter did the job itself. The others, here is the difference between Mark II and Mark IV. This was for the top line was for drawing outlines in context. In Mark IV, it is described in Make MPI manual, which was done free Metapost PDF to PS and PS to edit tools. And Mark IV here goes for barcodes. So in barcodes in Mark IV are quite easy with Zint module. These are the samples taken from the website. Anyway, it was working nicely, since we put about 1,000 participants inside the source file. It was hard to debug, because it when it behaves well with 10 participants, it's easy to debug, but it was crashing just after after 800 participants, so it was really hard to debug, and there was not much time to find the reason. So I switched back to the easy way and used just the font called Code 39, which typesets the barcode from the individual letters, numbers. But I want to say that it's always useful to check the specification of the barcode, because this particular barcode has to have two asterisks at the beginning and the end. And though it can be seen here, when generated by Zint, there are asterisks there. When the designers don't care about these small things, so they can design anything, and as you can see here, they don't care about asterisks, so nothing is here. And so I didn't expect it in the barcode, but it is always hidden in this kind of barcode, so it wasn't working for the first time. The second thing is that they don't care much about the position and save zone of the barcode, so it would be quite difficult to convince Zint as an external program to position the barcode exactly in this position. And except of these, I didn't find out the way how to pass optional parameters to Zint, so finally this was solved with layers in context. The other thing were boxes. We had to scale the boxes to fit the available space, both on t-shirt this example, and both on the labels, where not all names could fit in the available space. It was LaTeX has quite nice command called fit to it, I think, and I haven't find anything similar in context. When you try to switch to plain text, then sometimes it doesn't behave as you would expect, so it was quite difficult to find a way to fit these boxes correctly. And also, because you can't fit it on the first line, you have to have the same high of the font in both lines, so you cannot check just one or the second. You have to find a way how to fit everything here. It would be a nice feature in context if we would have the command for fitting box into particular width, or even better, to fit it in some specified path, because this is defined by part of the circle and not by the rectangular box. Tables. I left tables as the last part while designing, and because I didn't expect any problems here, but some did appear. What I haven't realized before is that when multiple page table is typeset, it is typeset as a whole, and then it is divided into individual pages. So this is the number of the box for packaging with the size of the t-shirt. And I have individual participant has the number of the box and the t-shirt included, but when I tried to put when I tried to define this area on the page, it was the table was typeset in the way that the whole table was typeset. So I had the when it was put on the page, on the first page, we had the value from the last line. So as for the first attempt here was the number of the last box, not the first one. Also increment. Also, the numbers which are incrementing here are, if you have the counter inside the table, then the table is typeset several times, I think. So you can't rely on the fact that it will be raised. The number will be raised only once. So layers in this project were very useful, because we use them not only for positioning of individual part of the text, but also for placing the participant number. And layers were really used in intensively here. The other requirement was the composition for the final for the packaging, because they put 20 pages in 20 t-shirts into one box, and so in the workflow of finishing the t-shirt there was a requirement to divide it. In the case of individual participants, it was required to divide it into chunks of 20 participants, and so but we were typesetting the individual pages and then doing the XY composition in context, which has the advantage that we had both. Last year when they were typesetting in InDesign, they were typesetting the big plates. They were typesetting the big plates like this, and when they spoiled the t-shirt in the production, like this participant for example, it was quite difficult for them to just pick up one and reproduce this one So we provided the individual pages also with this composition. But I'll go back to this one. This year I again reached the limit of dimension limit of tech. Because this is the paper roll was 20 meters long, and so this is so finally we have decided to go for 5 meters only, because even if we could make 20 meters long roll, they probably couldn't open it in any software. So they were quite happy to agree with 5 meters only. So this is the roll long, five meters long, which goes into the plotter. This is the XY set, page arranging in composition in context. The tricky part was the last one, of course, how to skip the last page, which doesn't fit here. It was done with a small easy function in Lua, which was counting the modulo of 19 and then putting the last black page here. This example is for individual participants. Company had, but there were also teams running in this Nike run. So the teams had different requirements, because here t-shirts were packaging in one size for men and male and female sizes, and t-shirts and different sizes. So this is the one size only, one box in one size for male or female. And this is the team composition, where there might be only 4 people in the team, and the team has only one box for them. So this is just to show that the new box should start, and they will cut these plates, sheets, in this way. And here I will say that I couldn't find out the way how to do it best if I wouldn't visit the production. It's always good to go to the printer's house, or this time the company for t-shirts, to see how the workflow works, because when you see it, then you can know what they really know and how you can make the things easier for them. For example, I didn't know before how this logo was cut off, and I saw only in production that I could have put it anywhere, but I didn't know how the workflow will do and how they will cut it off the sheet. So I think that this small number was just going in the path, so they had to avoid it, and they had a little bit more work if I would put it somewhere else, but I couldn't find it before I visited the company. So this is how they cut the plate. This was not my job, but a very tedious job, because when they cut off the individual glyphs, they have to, you can see the small hook here. For example, in letter O, there is the path cut off inside, but they have to put out the inner part. So with the small hook, they had to go through all the letters. You see the R, which is full here, and the P, where the center is already out of it. But it was very tedious work, and I didn't find a way how to help them. I was expecting that they could, while printing in plotter, they could maybe put something sticky on the parts which should be cut off, so they could just remove it in one step. But that would probably require the definition of inner and outer part of the outlines. So this is how one plate for individual t-shirt looks like. Some things were pre-printed on the t-shirts, so the numbers were just added on the front side of the t-shirt and they ironed it on it. This is the back part. You see that the logo is in completely different position from what was on the provided plate. Okay, so I'm close to finish. Lessons learned are that it was changing all the time. The specification was changing all the time because I started with individual participants, but tables for individual participants were entirely different than from the team ones. So then I had to rework everything. The same was true for the composition of the sheets. Postpone easy tasks. That were the surprises with tables, because tables were the last on my list and I didn't expect any problems there, and there were many. And it's always good to see the production environment to understand the needs of the customer. There were two things I was missing a lot in context, and they were the blank pages in X or Y composition, because the one I showed with the last empty page was easy with modulo. However, it didn't work in case I had to leave 4 pages in a row, because I don't know exactly how the composition setup does work, and I had to make the other workaround here. And the second thing was that I found the fitting into exact size not so easy compared to LaTeX, for example. And so you saw during the slideshow, you saw some cyan with 314 files to do, because the cyans usually were some goals here, which runners wanted to have on the t-shirt, like I can make it, I'll do it in less than an hour or something. So just by that time Hans wrote to the email list, context mailing list, that he has still about 314 files to rewrite, 21 files to maybe rewrite somewhere in future, someday. So that's why I have prepared a t-shirt for him with his goals for the next year.
To see a picture with Hans in that
t-shirt now. But we'll do that later.
Questions for Art?
Nobody.
Easy.
Did they pay you?
Yes, they did.
Was it worse?
Yes,
it was okay.
Yeah.
Did you participate in this run?
I was thinking about it. I wanted a t-shirt.
I have a question.
Did you get one?
I didn't ask for.
Do you have a paper ready by November 1?
Sorry?
November 1 is the deadline for the proceeding.
Well, the thing is that I don't know how to make the papers for such paper from such a talk.
Well, in that case,
properly.
The talk is contact?
Quickly.
If you could give me just the sources to the talk, and I at least can do something from that.
That's
okay, I can prepare something. I have to anonymize some data.
Yeah.
And
but I noticed that some of the stuff is really small when seen on the screen, so it helps if it's in the proceedings.
Uh-huh.